scumbag?
Yo, it's your boy 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, 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 I'm your boy K-Stucky76.
And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge or Dollar Radio online Wednesday at 4 p.m. And follow us at Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. What else, Sly?
Man, what's happening, man?
Not much, man. How was your week?
Week was shitty.
Damn.
You know, I want to, first, week was shitty, man, because, you know, I lost my dog, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sarge.
Man. Your dog, Sarge.
Man.
Sarge, bro, eight
years old, man. I had him since, he was eight. I had him since he was like 3 months. Yeah, man, I'm hurting, man. I'm in grievance. I'm in bereavement.
Yeah.
My damn, my buddy.
I thought he was going to bounce back. I talked to you the night before.
I thought my boy was going to ride through and I was going to, you know, try to nurse him back to health. And then, like I said, when I got off work, I was going to say if he's still, you know, feeling like, you know, acting how he was acting, I was just going to toss him in, you know, wrap him up and throw him in the back of the truck, take him to the vet, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got home, man. It was over.
Yeah.
My boy went out, man. And, you know, for people, you know, I know people lose animals and things like that, man. They lose their fur babies, things like that. But that thing hurt me, man. But yeah. I ain't really don't realize how attached you is to
To your animal.
Yeah, like I lost, like family, man. That ain't hurt me, boy. I was outside, boy. Yeah. Yeah, turn that up. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. The end of the road, man.
Damn,
see you at the crossroads, Sarge.
Damn
dog, man. That got him. Thing was, you know, we usually, you know, what we do out in the country.
Yeah.
Dig a hole, toss him in it, man, and be done with it.
Yeah.
He deserved better.
What you doing?
Get him cremated.
Yes.
Get an urn. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes, I am. He deserved better than a hole. This nigga laughing. I'd have jumped across the table on you, man.
I left and tell you he deserved better than a hole.
He do deserve better than a hole. Nigga, I ought to fight you, man.
I ain't laughing at
you. See how you do?
I ain't laughing at Sarge,
man. Break the shit up in here, B.
I done fanned Sarge a couple of times.
Yeah, man. My boy, man. Especially I was on my shoulder. You know, I was out for my shoulder, man. I know I go outside, man. I knew. Happy to see me, man. Yeah, man. Meet you at the crossroads, little boy. Rest in peace, Sarge, man.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get too much. I get emotion on this damn microphone. But, yeah, man, getting an urn, a death certificate for my boy.
Yeah,
put him up in the house some way, man. Might be in the man cave.
Yeah,
and
I haven't been over there since Sarge was gone, so probably.
But don't you feel right, man? I go back there with Milo, look over there, man. It's damn doghouse, man, empty spot. Yeah, man. Anybody experienced that, man? I know. Hey, trust me, man. And thanks for people. You know, I want to say thank you to people reaching out to me too, man. A lot of people reached out to me.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. Like giving their condolences and stuff, man. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know, that lady, I had him since he was, you know, he like you look forward to coming home and feeding your dogs, and you know, you might not think about it, but you look out for them. You know what I'm saying? You take care of them like they kids, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Cause shit, little Puffy dog was sick this week. She had down a virus. That shit lasts about 3 days. And so I took the first night with her, make sure she clean up behind her and stuff. Cause we put her on puppy pads, but she kept us out of pen. And then take her outside and get clean her up and shit, man.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
But like then my wife took the second night. Then
shift.
Like, yeah. So it was like, well, we better take this motherfucker to the damn vet. So I took her to the vet. Vet said she got a virus and shit. Gave her some medicine and stuff. So by the time the medicine started kicking in, she was, by that third day.
Started feeling better.
Yeah. Her poop started to get solid after what? So I was like, shit, boy. that, and she didn't want to be alone.
Mm.
So she barking and stuff too. So I took one out of the couch. My wife took the second out of the couch.
Telling you, man.
Yeah.
Telling you, man. But when I called, you know, cremation, you know, animal cremation, man, they came and got them. They drove off. I had a moment out in that yard, man.
Shit. You don't tell
I hit
you
it with the Braxton. I hit it with the Braxton. I hit it. Had a Braxton, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, yeah. I wasn't in no shape, man. I started to call out of work.
Shit,
man. I'm telling you. I was watching him on the camera that morning.
Yeah.
Like, he got up, he moved a little bit. So I said, I might be all right. I got some soft dog food. I was gonna feed him.
Yeah.
Just enough to get his strength back up so I could put him in the cage or whatever and take him to put him in the kennel and take him to the vet.
Mm.
Like I said, by the time I got home, man. He wasn't stiff.
He what?
Nah. Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah, I had to kill my breath that next morning. Going to work.
That was tough, man. I saw a little video clip, though.
Yeah, I had a little clip, man. I ain't went all into the pictures, but I had a little clip of my dog, man.
You should have called in. White people, they love their dogs, so they would have understood.
They would have understood.
You could have took that day off. Bereavement day.
Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. Understood or not, PTO. Prepare the others. Cause I ain't coming. You hear me? Well, Matt Johnson, I won't be here. That what PTO stand for me.
Yeah.
Prepare the others.
Shit, man.
Yeah, man. But rest in peace, man. To my,
yeah, R.P. Sarge.
Boy, man. Sarge, man.
Big Sarge. This for you, Big Sarge.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You dedicate this show to you, man.
So what else? You been keeping up with the beef this week, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been. Yeah. Yeah, the light-skinned dude struck back. He struck back in a major way.
The light-skinned Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos struck back, man.
Yeah.
Hey, they boys better get their shit together. I know some people don't like what he did with the Tupac and Snoop thing. I think it was genius. Now, the more I listen to it, the more I like the song.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
The more I listen to the song, at first I wasn't listening to the words, right?
Mm.
And then the more I listen to it, I said, man, that Drake done pulled a fucking, he done pulled a move on these boys, man.
Yeah, that shit was.
Because it's 20 on one. It's like, well, not 20. He say 20, but it's like 5-on-1.
Yeah.
And he like, okay. Well, that octopus arms on their ass, bro. I kind of like it, man. I don't think it's disrespectful at all toward Tupac and Snoop. But listen to what they saying. They talking to Ken like, bro, what you gonna do? You gonna let this dude talk about you?
You
supposed to be the king of the West Coast right now. Mm. And you ain't act like you ain't interested.
I thought it was dope. I thought it's a
dope ass song, bro.
Yeah,
it's a dope ass song. I actually listened to the words. It's a dope ass song. And then how he came in on the end, I was like, boy, you better leave fucking Drake. Well, you know Drake is in the production, and you know he came out of the damn acting damn school first. Now he was an actor first, so
yeah.
Better leave that nigga alone, man. Y'all better go ahead and throw in. I got more. I got a whole lot of more. No, he got a whole lot of
hell down here.
Yeah, I got more heat and hell for you over here.
Damn. So you think about Ross, though?
Ross ran out of gas, man. And Ross my dog, bro. Ross, I like Ross, man. I like Ross music. I like Ross.
Yeah.
Man. Ross ran out of gas.
Yeah, what the fuck? What's up with Ross?
Nigga Ross ran out of
planes
gas.
And shit.
Man, Ross.
They say Drake playing like a 1978 plane or something that we give it to him?
I can't speak on that. I don't know. But they saying Ross shit rented. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? And I mean, like, what are we doing, man? It's okay not to own a plane, bro. It's okay.
You know? Yeah.
That ain't the end of the world.
It's not.
But dude told you stay on a slice of cheesecake. So you got your whole lot is what my house is. Your whole lot is 44. It was 44,000 square feet, right? Something like that.
Who that?
Ross lot.
Yeah,
is that Drake? Mm-hmm. So that's just my house, man. My house 44. Dang. Not the lot it on. And then he said He said Ross, and Ross said in that song, "I make more." He got more money than Drake. Drake, he turned that shit off.
Yeah, Drake can't say that.
Hey, look it up. Look it up, Drake, bro. Said that. Yeah, he's like, man, I turned that shit off. So that nigga said, "I'm richer than Drake." Oh, turn that shit. He lies. Cap. Except damn sombrero down there. That big sombrero out there south of the border. That damn big hat. Man. On the next side of 95. Anybody ever seen that hat?
How many caps he put on?
Shit. That boy had on it. And that big ass sombrero down there south of the border. The big ass cap. You know the damn the new hats he got out?
Let that man, let that clip. You ever saw that clip on Instagram where this rapper supposedly had a school had wanted him to come. I think he would play the drums or some shit. They school offered him a $10 million scholarship.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the stupid ass nigga. You talking about that nigga said he played ball.
Yeah.
And they offered $10 million. Everybody like, cap.
Niggas had like 22 caps by the time.
Yeah. They had cap throw. You see the one with Cameron was talking on the show? Him and May show, and he said something wild. And he threw a whole bunch of caps at his ass, like a whole bunch of. You see that clip? And Cal like, yo, Cal hit his ass and he throw a cap. They probably had about 40 people throw caps at him.
So now Ross
Cap. Yeah, what? Mad Capper.
Oh man,
Mad Capper.
Him and Drake probably about neck and neck.
In what?
Money?
No, then
no,
no. No, they're not. And I can say, man, I like Ross, bro. I like Ross, man. I like Ross music, man. I like Ross, man. I like him. But this ain't it, bro. This ain't it, bro. No. You trolling like you 50 Cent. He's running hot. He done ran hot with it.
Damn.
He put that one song out, which was cool. I mean, he put it out quick, but that's all you got.
Yeah.
It's all you got right now, man.
Little skits and stuff.
Yeah, them little, like, I'm so rich skits. And I get it. You got the money. You doing your thing, but you ain't richer than that guy, man. So you need to stop all that. You're not.
What you think, Chris Brown, man. Chris Brown, Quavo.
Step over the line. I think he stepped over the line. What he said stepped over the line, to me.
What he said, Takeoff was the only real one, right?
He said Takeoff was the only real one, but it should have been you dead instead of
people. But people were saying it should have been you instead of Takeoff, right? That what he said, right?
But just leave the dead out of it. Yeah. Like that whole little quote there could have just. I mean, I understand beef is beef, and you don't like somebody. There ain't no rules in war, but that's somebody's son, mama, man. You don't know how people still feel about that stuff like that to get you killed.
Yeah, where the fuck did beef come? What the fuck happened?
Man, I don't know, man.
It's probably a woman, a chick,
Sweetie. Is it spot Sweetie?
I don't know.
Or I see her name got thrown in the mix. You know, he messed with her. He messed with her. Mm. They both messed. She messed with both of them while she was with the other one or some shit like that.
I seen the clip. Oh,
man, they wilding though.
Where Chris Brown and Quavo was sitting beside each other somewhere. Like it was at a game or something.
No, they had them at Fashion Week.
Fashion Week, okay.
They was sitting beside each other at Fashion Week, and he was like, I couldn't stand it sitting beside him. I want to punch him in the face.
You saw did you see it?
I seen the clip.
Yeah.
I seen the clip.
Quavo looked uncomfortable now.
They both looked like they wasn't.
Brown was on the edge of his seat.
Yeah, it looked like something could have popped off.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're looking back at it.
Yeah.
They both looked like they didn't need to be beside each other. I don't know who set that up. They might have set that up on purpose, but. Yeah, I'm going to need, if it's a rap beef, keep it rap, right? You know how that goes. Leave people, loved ones and kids and wives out of it. When you start going there, it turns to something else.
You think these niggas too old to be out here beefing, man?
I agree, man.
Ross about 45, 46.
Well, Ross 50.
Ross 50?
He about to be.
Yeah.
Something like
somewhere
that.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, he old enough, man, and like you say, they all of them too old for this, man. Honestly, to be completely honest,
right.
You know, completely honest, y'all got too much money. And then you got too many people around that willing to kill somebody or do something stupid to prove something to you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, you know, it could just kill this stuff, man. It's okay to have some friendly competition in the bar, but you can keep it like a versus thing. You keep it on, keep it in the booth, man. Keep it in the booth. When you start going personal, that's when things get out of hand, man. So hopefully it don't get to that point, but it could possibly get. They look at Biggie and Tupac, you know. Until they start getting personal.
Well, these niggas like 25.
Started getting personal though. All I'm saying, started getting personal.
Yeah, I know. But I said these niggas double these niggas' age.
Yeah. These niggas 40, man.
Oh, this shit.
Man, these niggas 40 carrying on like that. You know what I mean? Now I'm gonna tell you something. Now, Drake is a troll. He seen that damn drumline band out in the damn Magic City? He said the drumline band out of for Metro Boomin. he did too. Didn't he? Yeah, he said a whole damn drumline band out of playing in front of the damn.
Did Drake tell him go buy some drums or something?
He go beat some drums, nigga. Go make some drums, nigga. You better leave Drake alone, man. Drake said he got time. Though. He got time, bro.
Yeah, he did that shit to Charlamagne.
He got time.
He said Charlamagne on bottles or some shit.
Yeah, he got time, bro.
Yeah.
He got time. For whatever reason, he need to lead the look. But it's 5-on-1, man, so. Now Kanye done stepped into the damn fray.
What he got to say?
That shit was corny.
What Kanye say?
He remixed that Like That song and put himself on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
He took a shot at J. Cole, too, so. Yeah. Kanye needed, he inserted himself into the beef, bro. Damn, ye. You look shot out, bro. Nobody's talking about you. So you put yourself in the middle of some shit. You ain't got to do it.
Damn.
Because you just on Drink Champ, Big and Drake up. He wrote the hook for Yikes. He wrote this for you. He did that for you. He the greatest out there. He the biggest. He the best. And now all of a sudden, now you got a problem. Like, come on, dude. Come on, Kanye, man. Stop it, bro. You get enough attention, have your wife walk around with just her nipples covered up and a string in her ass.
Yeah, them niggas be on some wild shit.
Man, Kanye needs out of fucking control.
They was at, what was that, Disneyland the other day?
Let me tell you something.
It was at Disney, what, early this week? I saw him walking around at Disney.
It's going to start caring on that, Kanye, bro. We ain't cool no more. I got to get from around you, man. How you just insert yourself into something you have nothing to do with? You just took somebody's song, bro. I don't know if he even asked Metro. He took somebody's song, bro, and just inserted yourself in it. Come on, Kanye, man. Cut it out, bro. You talking about too old.
Yeah.
Cut it out, man.
These
niggas need to stop. They just need to stop. But everybody waiting on Kendrick to respond.
Do you think Kendrick going to respond?
Actually, I don't think he should. I don't think he should. Because if it ain't the best or the greatest diss song ever, it ain't going to. And according to the world of social media, it ain't gonna be. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See the logic in that? Like, they're not going to say it's the best because they want to keep going because people monetizing off of it. People making, you know, the academics and all these guys and cats making money off of this beef they got. So if Kendrick drop, it got to be harder than Ether. 10 times harder than Ether. Got to be. And then Drake know it. That's why he tell you need another week. You need another week to get shit together. Waiting on you. We're waiting. He giving the Hulk Hogan ear. Give him the Hogan, bro. Crickets.
Kendrick ain't gonna do that, man.
Nah, Kendrick about to have an album and see he did.
I don't think he gonna respond.
But what Drake did do, Drake said, Taylor Swift drop. Everybody else shit got pushed back. Because I think Kendrick shit is supposed to come out the first week in May.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And now Taylor Swift done dropped. So even Drake said, I don't even drop when that lady drops. She's the gangster. She's the gangster. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know, man. These niggas, like you said, they too old, man.
Man, but speaking of beef, man, the niggas being too old, what do you think about Bram at Night, man, the beef with his biological kids and shit.
Man. The little bit I do know about this story, man.
This nigga crazy. What the fuck wrong with Bram at Night?
Bram at Night is a POS. How you just forget about the kids you already got? Your name, your second set of kids, like you ain't never had the first set.
That nigga said,
how you just not, how you do that?
Nigga, that nigga ain't claiming four of them, all four of them, bro.
That nigga said, the line starts from here. Yeah. Y'all first four, y'all off the books.
Yeah.
How you just name, here you got one child named Brian McKnight, Brian Knight something. And then you gonna name the second child, the fourth, fifth child the same thing.
Yeah.
This nigga wildin', bro.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Nigga said,
I don't know about your first four.
Yeah. He own one.
Yeah, he way out. He shot out
look,
bad.
He make her look real bad, man.
Yeah, he putting black fathers back, bro. This yeah, dumb shit here,
make
man.
It look real bad.
They need to, I don't know. I don't know what can they do. What can they do about it? Sue his ass? I mean, I don't know. Like,
shit, man.
How you just name kid, bro?
This nigga say, in order to live a life that you love, you have to get rid of the evil and the negativity. Even that evil and negativity is related to you.
So them children, them first four?
Yeah. You saw what his son said, right? You know his son got cancer or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
And his son was in the hospital, and he responded back to his dad.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Saying how Brian used to make him throw away his used condoms and shit. He was cheating on his mom with other women, man. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But you call it them evil, and you doing shit like that.
Piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
POS.
This shit made Brian look bad. Women ain't gonna be feeling that nigga like that no more.
Well, yeah, he married somebody, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand how the hell.
That nigga will be doing a damn.
Can't come to my house.
Then Tamar gonna have more people at her concerts than Brian. Shit.
Brian McKnight.
That nigga be selling tickets like Tamar, man.
Yeah, that nigga piece of work, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga.
He's serious now. Nigga's serious.
Yeah, yeah. When he funny, he canceled the first set of kids you got?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah. That nigga crazy.
How you just cancel the first set of kids? You just act like they ain't never exist. And just run it back with a whole nother new set. With the same name.
Yeah.
That don't make them go away.
You been keeping up with the Trump trial?
I saw that dude, you know, match light himself out there in front of that damn court. Turned to a damn king's foot out there. Dumb ass. For with quick light. For the turn him loose. Whoosh. You got to. What are we doing? Hey, you see, I saw that. That lady was reporting live, and he was like, somebody's on fire.
Yeah, Laura Coates.
Yeah, shorty like, from on fire, man.
The fine shorty from CNN.
Man, that shit wild, man. That shit is the box of Trump farting in court.
Trump farting in court?
He's sleeping fart.
I said that nigga was asleep.
They said, Lord, you can't keep it there, bow. Damn, farting up and stuff in court, man.
So they got the 12. They got the 12.
They finally got all the 12?
Yeah, they got the 12.
I don't know, man. We got to see. I tell you what, though. You talking about a real debacle. That fucking Young Thug trial is a fucking debacle. Thug getting out, bro. Thug getting off them charges, man.
Shit.
But you gotta check it out, man. Check out the last 3 weeks of Young Thug trial.
Yeah.
Shit is fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah.
They main witness getting on there. What you asking me for?
No, I mean,
I ain't know what you're talking about. What you asking me for? You see some of that shit? What you asking me for? Shit. You gotta check it out, man. It's gonna, I meet a consultant, Sean. She the one got everything lined up, but bro. That Young Thug trial is a fucking mess. She was so mess. I'm gonna see the TikTok.
Yeah,
that shit is a mess, bro.
Damn,
Thug. What Thug? Is that where that meme come from? He just sitting there. He just sitting in court, make that damn face. That damn was the shit, man. Just y'all might let me go home now, cause they ain't gonna make none of that shit stick on Thug, man. That trial done went so out of whack, man. That shit funny.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. With Trump.
That shit been going on for about a year now.
Yeah, Thug finna get out and make hella music, man. That shit. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And you see the NBA dude, man.
Yeah.
Jonte Porter.
Mm-hmm.
What a fool.
Mm.
What a fool.
But it said how much money you say he made? Like
he only
like 20.
He only made 21.
Like 21,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he that nigga, well, he was betting on. We bet on like 13 games or some shit like that. I think
he bet on some games and did some wild shit. Something like that, and then he manipulated outcomes of the game with his bullshit.
That nigga was selling secrets too, right?
Yeah, that nigga said, "Hey, go to DraftKings or go to Prize Picks or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You know, shit I be fucking with, and pick that I'm gonna make under 3 points or I'm gonna make under 10 rebounds." And then the motherfucker said he went in the game for 3 minutes and said, "Oh, I'm sick." And came back out of the game so you could win the fucking bet. You played like 3 minutes. No, I'm serious. He was just doing shit like that and getting paid off the bookies and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
But they said that nigga could have made like $2.1 million off his next contract.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga gave his shit away for
$20,000 mm-hmm.
for Prize Picks.
Yeah, he for $200,000, man.
But that now, shit real though, cause they had a news story talk about how these young kids get addicted to these gaming sites.
Yeah. I mean, I play them, but I'm 40. You know, I got sense enough to know when to put that shit down. You know what I mean? I got their light bill to damn pay. I can't be fucking having no fucking Pride Pick my light bill money. Yeah. I got sense enough. I know better than that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But these gaming sites and stuff, man, they weren't gonna be able to stop it. It was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was gonna happen. I hate to say it, but it was gonna happen, man, because it was just too much money being the NFL, NBA, and all these.
About like weed.
It's too much money for them to be missing out on.
Yeah.
Then for them to just go ahead, legalize it, and just weed out the ones who ain't doing right and keep the party going. So, Jonte Porter, one of the ones that ain't kept, you know, they could be man, referees too.
The Japanese player, his interpreter, that nigga.
What's the guy's name?
Otani. Yeah, something like that.
That dude took 16 mil from him. Yeah. Huh? So he called a bank and said, "Yeah, this Otani. I need 5 mil to this." He was hustling, my man. Yeah. They supposed to be boys, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Man, threw his career away. That nigga banned for life.
Yeah, Jonte
Porter. That nigga got a life ban.
I didn't can't go to the wreck and watch basketball.
God damn.
They got any banned from him. He can only go to the park. He can't go to a rec game. Yeah, they banned. They gave him a lifetime ban. They should give him a lifetime ban.
He saw the damn gold heist at the airport.
Yeah. I put it in the field.
About 22 million.
D Mills.
Yeah. How the niggas got caught?
You got caught by somebody riding around in Pennsylvania. Some dumb ass ride around in Pennsylvania.
How you get all that gold? How you ride around all that, that heavy ass gold in your car, man?
You in Pennsylvania with expired tags. You ain't coming through Pennsylvania with no expired tags.
Yeah, man. So.
Them do $22 million, bro. A gold bar, bro.
I wonder
from a goddamn airport, man.
What if you steal that type of shit, man? What's your plan? What's your plan with it?
That's a good question. The only place you could go is Mars.
I mean,
you can't hide that much fucking. What you gonna do with it?
What you gonna do with the gold?
Man, they say they melt some of it down. I was reading a little bit of the story earlier. So they melt some of it down and made bracelets.
What?
Some shit like that.
They made some bracelets.
Bracelets and you know, panky rings, stuff like that, man.
Them niggas ain't had no fire hard enough to melt no fucking gold.
That's what they said in the story. I need to shit unbelievable. The dude got caught in Pennsylvania. That shit threw me all right. Hey.
That's a different type of fire.
I know. You gotta have some heat. Fucking heat that damn gold up. But hey, that's what they say, man. 22 mil. Got the gold, ain't got no plan, man. Ain't had no damn plan. I don't know, man. That's a big ass heist, bro. That's a big haul.
I'm trying to figure what. Okay, we got to go. What's next?
We gonna go home.
We gonna take. we tucking gold bars and stripper G strings and shit. I mean, what the fuck? What's your move? How you gonna get off of it? That's what I'm asking.
We gonna sell Amazon?
Huh?
We can put on Amazon.
What the fuck?
We put a damn Trump coin. You know damn Trump coin? You gonna invest in Trump shoes.
They gonna make some Trump shoes.
What? Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's a good question, man. I would love to know what was the plan after the fact. What the fuck are you supposed to do with 19 tons of fucking gold? So you gonna pack it in a car, drive it out of here. I mean, what's your game plan was?
You can't go buy nothing with the motherfucker.
I'd have took two bars. Two, maybe three. Yeah. So I still with a duffel bag, get the fuck on out of there, man.
Yeah.
22 million bars? Fuck out of here.
So I don't know, man. I was like,
You need a shipping a boat with shipping containers on to move that type of heavy ass shit out of there, man.
Let's get this down. This one scumbag story of the week, then we go to get the fuck out of here. At this, man, I don't know if you saw this. This Texas nurse was arrested after videos was found on her husband's phone of her having sex with her Great Dane. So, William Mitchell. I'm gonna tell you how she got caught.
Man, shut up, man.
Her husband, William Mitchell, was caught following children around in a Texas supermarket and touching himself. Right. So
the fuck?
Right, police was called.
Mm-hmm. Should.
He got arrested. And police went through his phone and that would find the wife fucking the dog. So they're both now in jail for being scumbags.
I'm sorry.
What color you think they are?
I'm gonna go with Caucasian.
Right. Let me get Caucasian.
She was giving that dog some head. Well,
that was
damn.
Yeah,
Great Dane.
Fuck the Great Dane.
Damn, that's some slack shit. I don't really know what to say on that, man. That's
How sick your husband got to be to know you fucking the dog.
But shit, look at him.
How you fucking behind a dog?
He going down the meat aisle, grabbing himself at the damn at the Harris Teeter.
Like, dude,
that whole household sick. That whole household ain't worth a fuck.
Yeah, man. So
Jesus, man,
that's our damn scumbag story of the week.
I want to throw an honorable mention.
What's that?
It's the Arkansas prosecutor. Terry Moorhead.
What Terry did?
They finally got her. She was like the federal prosecutor. She was like, not federal, state prosecutor, something like that.
Right.
They found out she was planting evidence on black men, black people, and getting them and locking them up.
She black?
No, she white.
Oh,
she white. They disbarred her For one, I think she might end up going to prison, but I'm going to get more information on the story. But again, that's just shows you, man, like we the you thinking, people don't really understand that there are people in place that in these positions, man, that just on some bullshit, on some racist bullshit, man. Dude spent 23 years of his life, man. When he got locked up at 17, they planted evidence on him. Coerced a fucking statement out of a witness. And he got $12 million out of deal, but shit, what that fuck is that supposed to do, man? I can't get my damn years back. Mm-hmm. I spent in this motherfucking hellhole, you know what I'm saying, for nuts or something I didn't do. And that's just one of many of her cases, man, that they now got to go back and look into because she was planting evidence and coming up with making false shit. And they need to give her the chair. That's just my opinion.
Okay. For sure. Word, man. You want to get into our scumbag tip of the week?
I got a tip of the week to y'all Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump was in office, y'all walking around here like y'all so damn tough, y'all thought y'all was bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got y'all thinking y'all fucking fireproof. But I'm going to tell you this shit right now. Throw that gas on you and throw that match on you, and I guarantee he won't be there to stomp your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that. So whoever that guy was, I can't catch his name. I didn't get his name. But I know his family should be really, really, really embarrassed. Because you go down to the courthouse and you set yourself on fire. Mm-hmm. For what? Trump ain't even said good. He ain't said no comment to your shit, man, for what you did.
Mm-hmm.
For him. Right? Per se. Mm-hmm. We better get ready, man, because this is about to be a wild political year right here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my scumbag too. We think Trump going out in your ass. Think again, well, you going to burn like a damn Kingsfoot.
Word,
stupid,
man.
I ain't burning up. I ain't give a damn that we had Obama in there. I ain't burning myself up for that. Crazy.
Word.
What's wrong with you?
Shit, man. I guess my scumbag tip of the week is if you go steal something y'all could get off of people.
Gold balls ain't it, boy, in 2024.
That ain't it.
Gold balls ain't it. You got some stamps? you got $22 million in stamps. You get off the motherfucker. Yeah. I guarantee you get off.
Right.
Steal some stamps. Right. The boy, the bell grills, boy, cookouts be every week, right? Right. Some street look like Atlanta Airport now, that motherfucker. Little bell, big ass Greyhound bus. Get out.
Right.
Word, man. I'm sorry, man.
Word.
I'm sorry.
Word, man. But listen, man, thank y'all for listening, man. Thank you to the Crux Media Group. Thank you to my guy, K Stucky. Thank you to Charnay. Sly, let me know how they can find you, man.
Something screen.
Word, man.
Nah, if you look for me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. That's Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Rest in peace, Sarge. Get at me.
Peace, sorry, man. You also can find me at 40 Files on Instagram and Twitter. You also can find the Scumbag Lounge on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure y'all check us out on YouTube. We got the Duffy interview up on YouTube. Make sure y'all check that out. And the Scumbags are out.